Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. This is producer JP here live from the Right Side Studios, covering the local, the state, the national, all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, folks, Phil will be here the start of next segment. He's currently on the way here after he had his lawyering he had to do. So he will be here at the start of next segment, so make sure to stay tuned for that. We've talked a lot today about this past shooting yesterday at a Latter-day Saints church in Michigan, a tragic situation. There's a lot of other big news to talk about today. As of right now, actually, Trump and Netanyahu are meeting, and they have actually released a plan for Hamas to agree to potentially bring an end to the war in Gaza. It has a hostage return part of the deal. It also has a part where Israel to deoccupy Gaza, transitionally. And in the meantime, that ensure that Hamas does not have a terrorist running their country or their territory, and then have a pathway to eventual statehood. So it looks like there's a plan starting to come together on the Gaza front. We'll see if Hamas rejects it or if they accept the deal. But Trump has given them a 72-hour period to agree to the deal, release the hostages, and start the end of the war. So more to come on that. There's also, federal troops going into Oregon to protect ICE facilities, and the Oregon legislatures are they're fighting it, of course, and claiming there's no need for them to do that. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the news that I know Phil will be talking about when he gets back, so I don't want to spoil the well with it too much. In the meantime, though, before we do that, I did want to talk about something a little more lighthearted that broke today, which is pretty crazy. Paul Feinbaum, all y'all know old Paul Feinbaum, potentially running for U.S. Senate for Alabama in 2026. That's right. Paul Feinbaum is, quote, considering a 2026 U.S. Senate run in Alabama, says 1819 News. And Paul Feinbaum said that Charlie Kirk's assassination prompted this consideration. So the longtime college football commentator said that he had been reached out to by folks in Washington, D.C. Earlier this year, and was asked if he'd be interested in talking, or getting into politics. And Paul Feinbaum, he said he didn't know, it's not something he had really thought he'd ever do. But then he said that the Charlie Kirk assassination really, sparked his interest, and that he's thinking about it every day, he claims. Paul Feinbaum is apparently seriously considering a run for the U.S. Senate seat in 2026 for Alabama. This is a field of Jared Hudson, Steve Marshall, Barry Moore. They're all running for Tommy Tuberville's now vacant seat, as governor-elect Tuberville really is running for governor of Alabama in 2026. It looks like the field is going to get even more crowded, as potentially Paul Feinbaum is going to throw his name in the hat to be the senator of Alabama. This is pretty crazy. I did not anticipate this at all. He said that he has just moved and registered in Alabama, and that he is actually technically, a Republican, a registered Republican in North Carolina as of this hour, but that he's in the process of registering for Alabama. So there's going to be some residency issues, I'm sure, as there always is with big names like this entering the field. But what are y'all thoughts on this? 833-687-4448. What are your thoughts on Paul Feinbaum potentially becoming at least a candidate for senator of Alabama? That's just, I don't know. You see, when you got tested guys like Steve Marshall and Barry Moore, who have a conservative voting record to run on, Barry Moore, the first guy nationwide to endorse Donald Trump, you got Steve Marshall, who was actually at the courthouse with Trump when he was served his federal indictment. So these are two guys that Trump knows, and they got a lot of street cred in terms of conservatism. But then you got Jared Hudson, who is sort of a newcomer. He ran for sheriff in Jefferson County, but other than that, he's relatively unknown statewide. But then you got Paul Feinbaum. What is Paul Feinbaum's street cred in terms of politics? He claims to be a conservative. He claims to be a Trump supporter. He said that he was a little bit intimidated to speak out about his politics, as we've seen ESPN put a muzzle on conservatives that work for the company several times. Look at Sage Steele, for example. So apparently he has been a conservative for quite some time, but has been a little bit scared to speak out about it. But now, potentially, he can run. He's maybe thinking about running for senator of Alabama. I don't know. This is, there is a certain sense of a outsider of politics that is intriguing. But if you're Paul Feinbaum and your job has been talking football for all these years, and you know, just sort of a shock jock to a certain extent of in the college football world, it's, I don't know, shock jock may be a little bit too much, but you know what I'm saying. You know, Paul Feinbaum is not a guy who is known to be serious in the sense of entering something like politics. That is the definition of seriousness, and actually, you know, fight for Alabama on the national platform. I don't know. Let me know y'all's thoughts. I know we see Dave from Capshaw here texting in, said, not a fan of Paul Feinbaum. Don't know if he meant to say Feinbaum or not, but there you go. You know, we'll see. There was a lot of talk of Bruce Pearl potentially entering the race, but he has said that he's not going to do that. So it looks like Paul Feinbaum, if he were to enter the race, would be really the main political outsider entering the field. So could be interesting, although a statewide name, you know, Paul Feinbaum, he's got the name ID. You know, you got other guys like Steve Marshall who have a good name ID, you know, relative to politics statewide. But Paul Feinbaum, everybody in the state knows Paul Feinbaum. Whether you're into politics or not, Paul Feinbaum is a well-known name statewide. So he'll have a name ID to run on. But other than that, you know, we're just kind of, you know, we're speculating a little bit what he's going to fight for, whereas the other candidates in the field, we have a little bit more of a sense on what they believe and how, you know, how they're going to vote, how they're going to fight for conservatism and fight for Alabama on the national stage. So we'll just have to see. But I thought that was an interesting story to talk about for our southeastern audience here of Paul Feinbaum potentially entering the race for Senate in Alabama. We'll just have to see. But we're going to go ahead and take a break here, folks. And Phil should be joining us here on the other side here. If you got any texts in the meantime, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And we'll be right back.